Hi, this is the Actors Diet Podcast. I'm Christy Myers, an actor and holistic counselor.
And I am Lynn Chen. I'm an actor and body image activist, and this is a show where we explore what we're feeding our bodies, our minds, and our souls. And this is our first podcast back in a minute. So much has happened. We took our summer break after our first season together as co-hosts, and I thought for this episode, since it's a welcome back episode, and because we haven't talked in many months, yes, we should just do a catch up. No topic, no nothing, just a good old catch up. So, Christy, catch me up.
This is good. I like this because I am a little rusty too. As we were doing the intro, I was like, I say this, right? Right? Yeah, this has been a summer. Our family has had some crazy, crazy things happening. Both my parents and Jeff's dad had a lot of health stuff go on. So I was back in Indiana for a total of 6.5 weeks, taking care of my mom who had surgery and then my dad who had surgery. And I realized that's the longest I have been in Indiana since I moved away and went to college.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess you were there by yourself for the most part?
For the most part. So I was there for the first 3 weeks with my mom after she had the surgery. And then Jeff brought the boys and they were there for a week and a half. And then we were all supposed to go east together to visit his family. But then my dad's surgery was postponed. So I ended up staying in Indiana to take care of him. Okay. So I was there for about 2 weeks after they left.
I mean, you were doing some very adult things while you were there, yes, but I'm wondering if you felt like any regression since you hadn't been back there since you were a young teenage Christy Myers.
Regression. I don't think I had any regression. I think
because no cravings for Doritos, none of that. No,
oh, it would be M&Ms would be okay, the thing, like the M&Ms in the candy jar by the couch. They weren't there this time, unfortunately. No, I didn't. I think because the nature of what I was doing there was so focused, and I really thought when I went there, I was like, oh, well, my mom's going to have her surgery and she'll be in the hospital for, 5 days to a week. So that'll be my time to kind of get situated. It turns out, no, because you're driving back and forth to the hospital all the time. And I really, my mom did very well in the surgery and I was very impressed and happy with the surgeon, and the staff taking care of her was really wonderful. But I really realized the importance of having advocates there for every patient, because there's just, the nurses and the doctors there are, they have a lot of patients and a lot going on and a lot of pressures outside of just helping people get well. And I was really glad that I was there.
Yeah.
During that time to be able to.
I'm sure your mom and dad were both glad you were there too.
Just being able to kind of like call attention to things, ask questions, kind of make it easier on her, so to speak, based on what I know about her, was great. My dad was a little bit, he was only in the hospital for like 24 hours. So his was more home care, but yeah. And then I think I was there for a really long time. There was lovely things about it. It was, the pace of life is very different there.
You don't say.
And my mom has dogs, so I was doing what you do, Lynn. I was taking dogs for walks twice a day, and that was nice.
Were there new things about Indiana, about your towns that you were like, whoa, this is very new, or
It has changed.
Some things didn't change.
No, it's changed so much. I mean, the neighborhood has changed a lot. The the stores, the whole feeling of everything is much more commercial than, I mean, it's not, I never lived in the country when I was there, but there was, it just didn't feel quite as commercial as it all feels now. For example, when I was younger, we did a lot of like farmers market shopping. Like there were farm stands, basically less farmers market and more just farm stands kind of everywhere. So when we would get our green beans or our corn or our tomatoes, we typically got them from the farmer who set up a stand like around the corner. Now, this is not like, I know in your mind, you, anyone from Indiana knows what I'm talking about, but it's not like it's out in the country farm stand. Like there's still, you know, a grocery store right around the corner from where there's a farm stand, but there's like a farm stand where this farmer, I'm thinking of this one specifically, has been always. And he just comes at a certain time during the year. It's like a little shack. And he displays all of his vegetables, and you go and you get there. He gets there early in the morning. So if you don't get there by 2 or 3, you might not get corn or tomatoes that day. But he's gone now. There's no farm stand anymore. And so I was doing a lot more shopping in grocery stores than it was more interspersed. We always shopped in grocery stores, but it was just more interspersed when I was younger. There was more of that kind of stuff going on.
And was it easy to find like organic, vegan, I don't know if you were shopping for any of that, but gluten-free things?
They do have them. At the main grocery store that was near where my mom lives, there is the section is growing, but the selections are not great. I would compare it to here, like maybe living like 15 years ago here, where it was like, yes, it was around. It's very specifically in certain stores. There is a Whole Foods there. So I ended up going there just to pick up like some little things, like, you know, after the surgery, my mom couldn't eat solid food. So I wanted certain protein powders that I knew were, you know, very whole food based and didn't have a lot of the extra stuff. So I went to special places to get that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I was able to kind of find the things at the regular store. But because I was just kind of sticking with the whole food. So they're there. It's just not, a forethought as it might be here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here it's kind of like a given that somebody's going to be gluten-free. There it's still like,
go down aisle 86.
What is that? What is gluten-free?
Next to the soy sauce, and you will find your gluten-free soy sauce, maybe.
Right. It's not because they're not smart or they don't know about it. It's just because it's not something that is
necessary, needed.
Yeah, they just don't. There's no demand for it. Yeah, it's just not quite as much of a demand, I guess. Yeah. I think Indiana is very middle ground. Like they don't go to extremes either way, which is what I love about it. When I get home, I feel very grounded. Like you're not like kind of in a whirlwind, like in a frenzy. You're just very grounded. But in that way, it's kind of slow to take up fads.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So not that gluten-free is a fad, but the aspects of it that have become a fad are not there.
I'm going to – like, so you didn't see any poke bowls or
– No.
Do you think they've had the cronut yet? Or are they still like catching up?
I don't think they had the cronut yet. I should ask if anybody's had the cronut. I don't think they've had the cronut yet. I think they'd be like, I don't get it. Why wouldn't you just have a donut? if you're going to have a donut. Yeah. So that was, so it was nice. When I was at my dad's house, we went to this, this beautiful new fitness center that the city has just created. And it's kind of just open to the public.
Open to the public?
Yeah. They have all kinds of youth events there and all kinds of like community events there. And it was beautiful. It
lovely.
It was right up the street from his house. I went every day. And it, I think for the week, to join for the week, I think it was like $25.
Stop.
And I was like, okay. Okay, I like
okay,
this.
Okay, we'll just spend summers in Indiana.
That's right.
All of us. All of us will just spend summers in Indiana, be prepared for zero poke bowls.
Zero poke bowls.
You will be in good shape.
That's right. They do have a farmer's markets. They do have, there was a yoga deck, an outside yoga deck at this place.
Okay, so they have yoga.
They have yoga.
Great.
I didn't go to any of the yoga. They were all sunrise yogas. And I was like, not doing it this
summer. You're not rising with the sun.
Not this summer. I wasn't.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you rested a little.
Yeah. It was a different kind of busy.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was also, I was also very grateful because who gets to spend that kind of time with their parents when they're my age, you know, when they have kids, when they,
true.
You know, like, I just don't know another time that I would spend a full, you know, 4 weeks with my mom or a full 2 weeks with my dad without anyone else, you know, no interruptions, just the two of us. I mean, you don't really get that after childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really unique and is special. Yeah. Let's see.
Anything else?
Anything
I was like,
else?
What else besides Indiana? I mean, that's a lot already. I could see that just being 6 weeks.
4th of July in Lafayette, Indiana is lit. Those people party. There was a band. We walked downtown and over the canal, they have, it's a man-made canal, folks. Over the canal, they have, they had a fireworks display and everyone was there. Like, it was like the whole town was there. It was crazy. And they had a big bandstand with singers and they had food trucks. They have food trucks all like we didn't get to have any of them because they were, the line was so long, but they had food trucks and they closed all the restaurants so people could sit outside in the street. It was really, it felt very like America, hometown,
yeah.
4th of July.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I can't remember what we did for 4th of July. Probably tried to keep our dog
from
away from the chaos.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was
I will say that I definitely missed you. Oh, I missed speaking with you. And you and I, of course, kept talking over the summer, just not as often as we get to. And I had presented you with the idea of changing the Actors Diet podcast into the Gen X Taste podcast because I have a Substack called Gen X Taste that's more broad than just food. Mm-hmm. It would be – it's lifestyle. It encompasses, you know, food, but also fashion and beauty and culture. And I thought, oh, what a great way to continue the podcast and make my life easier by, like, enveloping this into that arm and just having it spill out to the subscribers. And what I found, I did a little test. So if anyone was, like, for, like, a good month in the summer was, like, why did my podcast – turn, if you looked, we're like, you might have been like, why is the Actors Diet now the Gen X Taste podcast? Why did the thumbnail change? So you'll note, I kept the thumbnail change. It's now an old photo of you and me.
Oh.
Because it was us being so Gen X, you know?
Yeah.
I was just going to do that. But then there were a lot of technical difficulties trying to convert.
Yeah.
It was very, very difficult, not as easy as one would think, And I think that's because there's a huge catalog of like 100 episodes. So like I think it was just it was not happening. The servers were not doing what they needed to be doing. Things weren't updating. It wasn't going into the Substack feed the way it needed to. So I was sort of like, you know what? Not going to push this. Yeah. Not going to push this. And I ultimately am very glad that that's the case, because when I thought about it, I was like, the actor's diet is – first of all, I own the domain name, right? So I can't just have that – and that domain name, as you can imagine, is worth quite a bit now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can't just let it out into the ether and let, like, someone who wants to, like, use – what's that drug that everyone's using now?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Ozempic or whatever it is. I don't need Ozempic to take over the actorsdiet.com. Okay. That's never been my intention.
You're just protecting everyone.
I'm protecting all the actors and all the diets by keeping this podcast going. And I think, you know, it's an important part of my history, but also our history.
Yeah.
Our history together as friends, because we started the Actors Diet together back in the day in 2009. So I just wanted to, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna keep it. Not only because it's so freaking difficult, but also because it's a part of us.
That's very Gen X of you.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's extreme. This is the most Gen X taste I've ever been. But I also think, you know, the podcast is, let's be real, it's for us.
Yeah.
It's for you and me. It is for the listeners, our listeners who listen, but mostly it's about us. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason to bring us into the fold of my grand plans to take over the world with Gen X taste. So I'm grateful it didn't work out. But if anybody was wondering what the hell was happening over the summer, that's what was happening. I wanted to address that and also to acknowledge our new thumbnail. And I think it's great. It's this old photo that was taken of us when you and I were in Nightstar together, which is the theater company we worked together and met each other in. Mm-hmm. We used to do HIV education through theater.
Yep.
And you and I met doing theater, educational theater together. Yep. So
that's right.
That's the story behind that.
What year was that photo? That photo must have been
around
2003.
Well, maybe even 1999, even, because I joined Nightstar in 90. Oh, no.
No, no.
I joined it in 2000.
It would have been
1999. Wait a second.
No, you did it after. So it would be either.
It was before Y2K. So.
Right. So then that's 1999.
1999. But that photo might have been 2000, 2001-ish.
You're right. It had to have been then, because I came back because I had worked there before, and then you came in an interim when I was gone.
Yes, for like a year.
Yeah. And then I came back after I graduated, and I graduated in 2000. So it would have been then.
Yeah.
2000.
And I guarantee I'm on some substance in this picture, and you're laughing at me.
I feel like it had, I was about to say it could have been, and then I was like, we don't need to talk about that, do we?
But that's what's happening. It's either I'm drunk or I'm high on pot. Yeah. I mean, that's basically, it's not like I drank cough syrup.
Right.
And took the photo.
These aren't like really intense substances.
These are legal substances now.
Legal
but
now.
But at the time, they were not.
No. Well, one of them would have been legal for you.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't know which one.
We don't know. Maybe it was both.
Who knows? Quite possible. Quite possible. That said, speaking of addictions, I really did not want to come back in this new season and have this be the Ginger Juice Show. Okay. I really had very strong intentions, Christy, to not have this be what my update would be.
Right.
You know, we could be talking about the SAG strike. We could be talking about other things
so
happening over
many
the summer.
Things.
However,
oh God.
The only thing I want to talk about again is this, and here's the thing. This will probably be the last time I talk about this. Yeah, right. But only you and our listeners who've listened to the other episodes about ginger juice will understand this, okay? Because I think I stumbled upon something.
Oh.
And if Big Ginger Chew thinks that I don't know what's going on, they're wrong. Because I am onto them and I have been onto them since the beginning. Okay. Remember how there was a shortage at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Remember how I have told everyone that the Trader Joe's ginger chews are different and superior to the gingins that are sold everywhere else, right?
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Okay. So, for a good amount of time, the regular ginger chews were back. Classic, paper wrapped, with a little bit of parchment in the middle.
Right.
Nice and thick.
Yes.
They were back, and then they disappeared again. And, of course, I had a little bit of a freak out, but I was okay. You know, I'd lived with the gin before.
Right.
I had lived with the gin. Where is it? Where's my gin? Well, I can't find it right now, of course, for this purpose. But they basically look like this, right? They're flatter.
Yeah.
They're called the gin's, right? So I was like, I'll be okay. I'm used to this. I'll make it through. Abe comes back a week ago from Trader Joe's with the usual pile of ginger chews.
Okay.
Stocked up. He's like, they're back. And I was like, oh, great. And he puts them back. I'm prepping for our catch up, and like making notes and everything.
I'm so scared of where this is going.
I open up the package. It's the regular packaging. Says on the package, the original ginger chew, right?
Right.
Not the flat gingins.
Right.
The original ginger chew. I open it up. Christy.
Oh, God.
What do I see? It's the same. It's the same with different branding. It says ginger chew, not gingin, which is what I was looking for before. I can't find it because it's probably in another, it's probably in my stash. But they took the gingin, right?
And tried to pass it off.
They're trying to pass it off as the ginger chew, right? My thinking is that what happened was, because I think I told you this, I noticed that with the paper and the parchment, it was starting to stick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably Trader Joe's was probably like, we're not paying for that. We're not paying for that. And then Big Ginger Chew,
was like,
the ginger people, were like, we'll solve this. Don't worry. We'll solve this. So the days of this are gone. I think they're gone. I think it's over. And here's the thing. I've been trying. I really have. I've been closing my eyes, just like pretending, like being like, okay, it's not as flat as the gin, but it's stubby and short.
Yeah.
It's stubby and short.
What?
Because they got to fit it into this package.
It looks like they flattened it.
They flattened it. It's oh my God. Christy, I found out also today, and I'm sorry if this is how you're finding out, but also I just found out a matter of hours ago that M Cafe has closed.
See,
they're closing.
I can't.
September 30th.
I was wondering when this was coming. Have you noticed the changes in their menus recently?
Yes.
And the quality.
It's happening.
And all the,
oh. Everything we love is changing. Everything we love is changing. M Cafe. Christy, you'll appreciate this because when you said to me back in 2005, when I was like, Christy, what do I eat to lose weight? And you were like, you need to be eating more kale. And I was like, fuck that. I don't want to eat kale. I don't ever want to eat that hard, fibrous, green shit. And you told me I need to do that. And the only thing that got me to eat kale was that peanut kale that M Cafe was doing before anybody else.
Yep.
Before anyone else was doing it, they were doing it and they made it delicious. I've eaten there more times than any other place.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles.
That's the first place that Jack had takeout. I wouldn't let Jack do any kind of takeout because of all the stuff. And I was like, you know what? We can do M Cafe and we would get the macro bento box.
Yes.
And he would eat that little seaweed
Oh, my God.
Fist her fist into his little mouth.
This is too much for my heart to handle right now. The fact that never again, Ginger Chew, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And never again, big, like, macro bowl. Never again, yeah. Macro salad.
Never again. I have to eat there tonight. But it's not as, here's the thing, it is not as good as it used to be.
No, it was. It's not. But.
But. It's but, still M Cafe.
But.
Let's buy it. There's something we could do with Gen X.
There's the solution. I won't even rebrand it. It'll still be M Cafe. M Cafe brought to you by Gen X.
Exactly.
I'm sitting in this dealing with the new.
Yeah. What do we have to replace it? Nothing.
Well. The other thing that did happen,
what?
The big change.
Okay.
Because some change is good, some change is bad, and some change is good.
Okay.
And I got LASIK eye surgery.
This doesn't fix
last
my
week.
M Cafe issue.
No, it sure doesn't. It means I can see around me to see what could replace it. I can take my Ginger Chew and I can hold it all the way back here and I can read what it says. That's about all it changes. But, you know, big life changes.
Yeah.
Big life changes.
Were you scared? And,
oh, yes, I was.
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I was scared even though everyone was like, it doesn't hurt and it doesn't hurt. But, you know, even with the Valium they gave me, I was still like, this is the freakiest thing that's ever happened. Without giving you TMI, my body was making smells.
Out of stress. Stress.
Out of
smells.
Stress. I was like, what is that smell?
Stress.
It's
smells.
Me. It's me. It's my body telling me you're going to die. This is death is knocking at your door. But my brain was on Valium. So I was like, everything's cool. It's totally fine. Red blinking light coming at you. It's totally fine. But my body was like, death is coming. We're going to die. I was stressed.
You are not a smelly person, and you
smelly.
So can you imagine a typical person?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, what? No. Like Asian people aren't supposed to smell. I don't know if you know this.
I don't
but
know
there's
that.
There's a certain like at least a East Asian person that I don't wear deodorant. You know, doesn't happen. Well. That day, I was BO-ing it up in a way that, like, I was just like, who's that? Who is that smell? Oh, it's me. That's me. All the details about that are on GenXDays.com. About, not the BO part, but the actual LASIK part. Because, you know, the thing is, to be in your 40s and to get LASIK is not typical. It's not recommended because your eyesight changes when you are over 40. So it's like, why spend all that money? Why stress out your body to the point of smelliness? Why do that when your eyes might change the next year?
Then why did you?
Well, really what it is that my farsightedness, you know, like being able to see far will not change. That will be okay. That will be set
forever.
For at least the next 20 years,
because
you know, and then by that time we'll have you know more technology that will just you know fix everything.
Yeah,
that's my philosophy with that. But my nearsightedness, my ability to see something right here, like blurry. This used to not be blurry. My nearsightedness used to be great, but that was going to change anyway. It was going to be a matter of time before I needed readers anyway.
When did that start?
Immediately. Right after the surgery. Like right after the surgery, I could see already. Like I woke up, like it was a little blurry because I had all the stuff from crying and I had plastic things over me, but I could immediately, it was immediately fixed. Then over the next few days, you know, when I'd like go and sit at my computer, this is good actually, to take out my phone to like waste time. And I was just suddenly like, oh, I had to like make the font big.
Really?
To make the font big. Which is embarrassing, but you know, it is what it is.
I like big font anyway.
you know, I have to hold it back a little bit. So I'm on my phone a little bit less,
right,
which is
good. Yeah.
I'm going to have to get readers.
You are.
Because I don't like the, I have a pair already that I did not crazy, but, you know, they're very cheap. The plastic is very cheap and it just, the experience is not nice. It's like really cheap plastic.
Right, right.
So I'm not into it. I'm going to get better readers for that.
Okay.
But in general, like for me, that's worth it. That's okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind that. It was like the idea of, you know, the main reason I got it, and I say this in my blog post, is that I was getting so often eye irritations from the contacts and infections that required me not to wear contacts.
Right, right.
And that just won't fly if I'm on camera. Like I had a commercial to shoot and I was like, oh my God, what if my eye's not healed by then I'm going to have to like wear glasses, take them off.
Right,
and like,
right.
I really won't be able to see while I act. Like that's not okay.
Right. Now so, you can definitely see the board if it's far away.
Yeah.
If it's a close up and they bring it closer, then you're screwed. You're
then I'm screwed. Like, but I don't think that's happening.
Back that shit up.
I don't think that's going to happen anyway.
Probably not.
And you know what's the funniest thing about all this, and I just remembered this as we're talking, is that back in my 20s when LASIK first came out, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And people were like, you could get laser eye surgery. And I was like, interesting. But the thing that I remember saying to myself, because it still is expensive, but I think it was even more expensive.
Yeah.
Or maybe the idea of what it was back then was like, just a crazy amount of money to me. Like, why?
And also, you know? If you like, I knew people who got it because they were literally so blind that if they would wake up in the middle of the night and there was an emergency, if they didn't have their glasses, they were like not getting out of the house. To me, that made a lot of sense to spend the money on it, even then when it was so expensive.
Well, I made a deal with myself in my 20s, early in my career, and I know you're going to get this. I made a deal with myself that I was like, well, if I book a James Cameron action film where I am required to swim underwater for hours and hours and hours, and then I cannot wear my glasses, then I'll get the LASIK. And then I won't care because I'll be so rich and I'll be in James Cameron's Titanic 7. You know, like this is what
Avatar.
I thought. Yeah. You know, we all know this is like the kind of thinking that happens for actors early in their careers.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought that was really funny because, of course, I like in my 40s, I'm like, oh, these ships have sailed. James Cameron is not calling and I am not doing an action movie underwater. And I am also not going to be getting LASIK. I just thought it was over.
Right.
And now that the thing has been reopened, I'm just like, I just feel like what else is possible?
Oh,
you know, like what else? What else is possible?
Bring it on,
now,
James
some things,
Cameron.
Like some things like the Ginger Chew's ending, some things like M Cafe ending, these are tragic things, but what else is possible? What else is possible? Gen X tastes the M Cafe macrobiotic cafe that sells nothing but the original Ginger Chew's.
Nothing but the original.
Nothing but these?
That's
Who
it.
Who knows? Who that, knows? What's
and
possible?
The original kale recipe.
Yeah, exactly. Just three things.
That's right.
Hey, do you know what? I think that kale recipe had ginger in it.
Oh, it did.
I think it was a peanut ginger dressing, right?
Yeah. Well, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it did have ginger in the peanut dressing. I don't know if it was
technically ginger. Okay, get ready, everyone.
We also have to bring back a long time ago when they first opened, they had a chocolate chip cookie that was made by some bakery here in the city that was amazing, and it was naturally sweetened, and it was gluten-free, and it was incredible.
I wonder if it was Erin McKenna's before it became
– It wasn't.
Back when it was baby cakes.
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
No. It was so good. I don't know. It's whoever their baker was before Erin McKenna's baby cakes, all that. It was the one before, because then they replaced it with baby cakes, which I also love, but – it wasn't that. So we'll bring that one back too. So you come to the M Cafe for kale,
Gen X
peanut.
Taste Cafe. All the things that you liked in your teens and 20s that were good once upon a time, but then they changed and went out of business. But you can get them in their original form maybe until we go out of business.
Which, so get there fast is really
I'm sure a lot of people want to invest
in this idea.
You heard it here first.
But, right. you know, if everyone listening would invest the price of a LASIK, you too could fulfill these dreams forever.
Right. Forever.
Then would I be happy?
Like for...
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, well, I mean, for a little while, sure. But right. Anything's possible. I don't know. But I love this. I loved that you brought it to that note.
Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Well, yes.
Well, most things are possible. Not anything.
And I was just going to say that even though this podcast episode has been a little off topic of being on topic, we still have that special section that we know you love.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And right. I am very excited for because yes. This is the part that is very unplanned.
Yes.
And Christy, what will you please explain to our old and new listeners?
Yes.
What happens next?
Okay. So this next part is called the potluck. And we are going to share a food-related discovery that we're excited about lately. This is, I love this part too. I do have one.
We spring it on each other.
We
great.
Do. I have one.
Great.
I have one. Okay.
I'm very excited. Mikuna.
Mikuna.
Vanilla.
I think it's called Mikuna.
Chocho. Mikuna.
Chocho.
Vanilla chocho protein powder. Can they not spell or what is chocho? What is chocho? Is this cute?
Okay. It sounds like. So, okay. Disclaimer. I haven't looked it up online. I should have, but I haven't. I've just read on the package. So this was on sale at Whole Foods. It's a protein powder. I don't always use protein powders, but when I do, no. But I have been looking for one that doesn't make my stomach hurt. Right? Because a lot of them, like the whey, I don't like, even if it's very clean whey. A lot of the vegan protein powders I don't love. They use pea protein in them, which is, you know, great for some people, doesn't really work for me. It kind of hurts my stomach. So I found this one. This one is lectin-free, soy-free, vegan, paleo, keto, gluten-free. It's 20 grams of clean, single-source, lectin-free plant protein. Has all 9 essential amino acids. And here's the thing. The ingredient, so there's this one, which is the vanilla, which I got to try. But I've also tried just their regular one, which was just one ingredient. It's just the protein powder. So what it is, it's, I'm going to read it. It's pronounced chocho.
Chocho?
Chocho. It's a regenerative crop from the high in the cloud forests of the Andes Mountains. Sounds lovely.
Oh my God, I'm playing Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and I swear to God, that's like a magic mushroom they have in
I think
the
it might
cloud
be.
Forest,
it
the might cloud be. Mushroom. Okay, great.
Chocho.
Great.
Every time
chocho.
You eat it now, you have to call it chocho. And it has the potential to change the future of food. Well, I'm in.
Whoa.
So it's grown at 11,000 to 14,000 feet. It's a drought tolerant, thrives on rainwater alone, and pulls nitrogen deep into the soil, which makes other crops more rich in dense in minerals, right? And it just said that. Okay.
And so not related to chocolate.
Not related to chocolate. I know, unfortunately.
I thought chocho. That's what it was. I was like, cute.
It's made from, so Mikuna, it's free of all those things I said. It's.
And free of chocolate.
And free of chocolate. They don't have a chocolate, but you could put a chocolate powder in it. Like you could put a cacao powder in it. But they have this one and they have, and it literally only has 5 ingredients. It's the chocho powder, which is the protein. What I don't know is it a seed or is it like what is it? You know what I mean? That's what I haven't figured out yet. And it's got coconut blossom nectar, organic vanilla extract powder, sea salt, and monk fruit. So that's it. That's all. And in the other one, there's only one ingredient, which is the chocho powder.
Have you put it in so far?
Okay. So, yes, here we go. So I put it in smoothies so far, and I've also put it in, like, I made, like, a kind of a smoothie hot chocolate, right? So
– what?
Yeah.
Explain? What?
So you just basically do cocoa powder and then protein powder and then a sweetener and then just put, like, some, like – either whipped cream or some sort of something on top of it to make it like
– and hot water? Hot
– I use milk? Like hot almond milk.
Okay. 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 Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't even have to add sweetener since this has monk fruit.
Right. This one has monk fruit. So you could do that. I did that with the other one. This one you has the vanilla and has the monk fruit in it. You might want to sweeten it a little bit, but maybe not. Just because the cocoa powder is a little bit bitter.
Did these smoothies and hot smoothies work?
Okay. So I will say one thing. It does not dissolve great. It is a little bit, it tastes a little bit mealy.
Mm.
So you really have to blend it with something like a banana or like some avocado or something like that that has some good bulk to it to make it less grainy. You can't just put like berries in there and expect it to be great. You've got to like put in more filling, more of a filler type of thing. But it's really clean. Like I don't feel, my stomach feels great. I don't feel heavy.
Do you feel full?
I feel full. Yeah. Like I had it at like 10:30. I feel full now. And I put it with, this morning I had it with water.
That was 3 hours ago.
Yeah. And you know me, I like to eat a lot.
Yeah.
Often. So I put it with acai berry, banana, water, this, and a green powder that I like to use.
Okay. I wonder, because I usually go off script with my protein powders, and I add it to like yogurt or oats, overnight oats, that sort of thing. You think?
Yeah.
You think it would be okay?
I think it would be great in overnight oats. In yogurt, as long as you're okay with a thicker consistency, it doesn't dissolve.
Crunchy.
Yeah. It doesn't like,
crunchy.
You know how like collagen or some of the other protein powders kind of dissolve and it doesn't dissolve. It's like more. But in overnight oats, it would be great. I do it with, for my kids, sometimes I'll put it in like their oatmeal and things like that to bulk it up.
Does it thicken? Do you think it's a thickening agent a little bit?
There isn't a thickening agent in it.
Oh, okay.
There's
interesting.
There's no thickening agent in it.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, and so I don't know if it's the fact that there's absolutely nothing, like there's no agents, there's no like nothing in it except like really clean stuff that makes my stomach not hurt, or the fact that it's, you know, lectin-free or not pea protein. I'm not sure what it is, but it feels really good.
Nutrition question for you.
Yeah.
When people bake with protein powders, does that heat render the nutrients useless? What happens?
No, because really when you're baking, the only thing that it would render neutralize would be the enzymes. So, which happens anytime you bake anything, right? The enzymes, raw foods have lots of enzymes which help them digest. When you bake something, it kills those enzymes. That's the whole argument between raw food and cooked food. Most people, if you're varying your diet, will get enough enzymes from the other food that they're eating that stays raw. That's why it's great to have like a salad with any kind of meal that you cook, to always start it off with a salad. Has great enzymes in it, right? Helps you digest the rest of the stuff. But this doesn't have enzymes in it that you would be worried about. The reason you do a protein powder is for the amino acid content, and that's not going to be neutralized by cooking. The only other thing you would neutralize is if you had a protein powder that had probiotics in it, then it would neutralize the probiotics.
Cho-cho
fudge
by Cho-cho brownies, cho-cho cookies.
Let's make
cho-cho ginger choose not.
no ginger choose.
No cho-cho ginger choose. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what the cost is to import it, but does that make it
less? It was on sale, you said, correct?
It was on sale. Yeah, it was on sale for like $33. Which is pretty good.
Wow. 33 on sale. So what was it originally, like?
40-something, I think.
40, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And how many servings is that?
So you have to do – it's 21 servings. You have to do a third of a cup. It doesn't have a scooper in it.
Oh, no scoop.
No scooper. It's a third of a cup.
Okay. I mean, I respect that.
I know.
But also – I'm
did
lazy.
The same thing. When I opened it up, I was like, where's the scoop? But I have adjusted – fairly easy.
Okay.
Okay.
A little sidebar. This is not my potluck share, but did you or have you ever tried using the banana peel in your smoothie?
Yes.
Because Abe just started doing that and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know
one
could ingest banana peel
until
I watched a Japanese housewife do it on a YouTube video.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
You can
And then he did it. And he said he couldn't taste it.
Yeah, you can't taste it. You can also take the seed of an avocado. If you've got if you have a Vitamix or a Blendtec or a really high-powered one, and blend that up too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it make it taste nuttier, you think? You can't taste it.
I can't taste the difference. It definitely makes it thicker. That's for sure.
But not the skin of an avocado.
No.
Okay. I mean, learning new things every day.
I know.
Okay. Okay. My potluck dish is an app.
Oh.
And I'll show it to you on my iPad, nice and big for my LASIKed eyes. The app is called, can you see? It's called Too Good To Go.
Okay.
And have you heard of this?
No. What is it?
So basically, it's an app that you can download. I believe it's from another country. I'm talking out of my butt here, but like I feel like Australia or no. I think maybe like – maybe it's in Oslo, which are two very different countries, but in Norway or in Australia. But basically, white people who aren't here – that's what I'm seeing in my mind, who are very smart. Anyway, the company basically takes leftovers that wouldn't be sold from a restaurant at the end of the day, and you pay a very discounted price for a goodie bag that's sort of a surprise. So we've done this at Le Pain Quotidien.
Okay.
I've done it at Erin McKenna's Bakery.
Oh.
And we've done it at Pop's Bagels. Okay. And so basically, through the app, you sign up for a pickup surprise bag. Okay. You don't know what's in it, which was why the Erin McKenna's one was really great for me because that's all going to be gluten-free.
Right.
But obviously, the Pop's Bagels one, I was like, keep it away. Keep it far, far away. And usually it's, you know, it's like the pastries and stuff that they're going to be throwing out. But I found out about this because my friend Matt Stapera, who lives in New York City, he did it for Eataly, and he did like a grocery bag, and his haul was insane. It was an entire pan of lasagna.
Whoa.
Like a couple loaves of bread, all these sides. It's like anything they were going to throw out anyway.
Wow.
Because it was like close to expiration date.
Right.
And he got it all for like, you know, whatever it was, like $20 for his surprise grocery bag. But, you know, for example, I'm looking right now. You can go to right now at Groundworks Coffee if you picked up today. $5 for a thing. The Erin McKenna's one, I think, was like $8. And I got like a nice box of like of cookies, muffins, just like great stuff. And then we just froze it. And we've been like enjoying something every day. Abe, when he got the Pop's Bagels, it was all bagels. We were hoping for some spreads or something.
Yeah.
But it was like literally two dozen bagels. And so bagels that were like there that day, he just like watched them, put them into a bag for him. And he came home and we gave half of them to our neighbors and then he froze the rest of them and it's been smelling like sesame seeds and everything bagels all week long.
So do you go and pick them up?
Yeah, you have to go pick it up and you have to have the app when you do it because you like sort of slide the button to show them the code when you're there picking it up.
Okay.
And it's a specific time, you know, it's like – it's usually not like when you need bagels, you know, like like at the end of the day. It's not like when it's like, I'm having people over on Sunday. Let's have some fresh bagels. No, unless people want to have bagels at 6 p.m., you are not going to be having a bagel party. But, you know, that sounds pretty good to me, like bagel pizzas. Why not?
Could you – like, would it be something like, let's say I'm picking up the kids today and I say, you know what, I didn't thaw anything for dinner. Everyone's going to be hungry. Let me pick up something from here. Could it be something like that?
Now here's the thing. From what I've seen, it's mostly like carby, you know.
Okay.
It's not – it's like that Eataly thing. And by the way, like they only have a certain amount per day. So like I think people like wake up early to be like, gotta get my Eataly in New York City. That's what it feels like.
Okay.
Like they have Eataly on the app here, but I have not seen it once been available.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. They do have like some restaurants. They have like a catering service that I've seen there. And if you go on Reddit,
yeah,
you can see like what other people have gotten from that place. Like right. I've seen sometimes when people went to Pop's Bagels, a different location, they did get spreads. They got like leftover white fish and leftover like cream cheese and stuff like that. And then other places like, oh, they have like some pizza places.
Oh, okay.
And so those will definitely be probably slices and garlic knots and right. stuff like that.
Right.
And sometimes some sides and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But like some people have even like gone to cafes and gotten like the sandwich that they had at the cafe that was made for the day that no one bought.
Oh, wow.
They get a whole sandwich. But then some people go and they get the muffin, the croissant, the thing that is not as exciting.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's really a good – they say it. It's a surprise bag.
Right.
It's not every business signs up for it. It's like the businesses have to want to do this
and contribute to it.
But – the app has worked great. I feel like it's only growing because right now, like, they have a rating system.
Uh-huh.
And you can usually see that, like, there's been 125 people rating Phil's Coffee in Hollywood. But you don't see what the reviews are. They don't give you the option to be like, here's why it was great.
Right.
So Matt told me when I told him I did this, he said, only go for 4.5 stars or above.
Oh, okay.
Only do that.
Okay.
Like anything less than that, don't do it.
Okay.
So I'm looking and I'm seeing like a lot of 4.5s, but I am seeing like a 3.
Right.
So I won't be doing the 3.
Okay, got it.
But I do think this is a good idea if you just like, let's say we're going to have people over and you needed like more stuff.
Right.
To just supplement.
Right.
Or wanted to have a lot of bagels.
Right. Yeah. You know, if your family likes to eat bagels every single morning for breakfast, it might be good.
Yeah.
And you don't mind
the other thing I've noticed is that the ones that do it for an earlier pickup are all like donut places.
Mm.
So like, let's say, got a bake sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a bake sale at 3.
Right.
But you can pick up from the donut place that is closing at 12.
Yes.
And you could pick up all of these donuts, gourmet donuts, for a bake sale.
That's an excellent idea. And as a PA president, I love
it. I was just saying, how much are people going to love you when you show up with one box of Erin McKenna's and one box of Pop's Bagels and like, you know, you're just the hero.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, wow, Christy, you shouldn't have. And you're like, I didn't. And you saved the planet from all that landfill?
I mean, amazing. It is really cool. I love it. I just downloaded it. I'm going to try it.
Yeah. Too good to go. I feel like it's T-O-O good, but then the number 2, is that what it is? I'm going to have to – no, it is – it's all spelled out. Too good to go.
Too good to go.
Too good to go. I was thinking number 2s were in here, but they're not that cheesy in Australia or Norway, like wherever they may be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check it out in your city. I feel like it's in a bunch of cities and maybe international. Who knows? And
because we don't actually know where it's from.
Because we don't know. We don't do any research. We sit down. We're like, what's Chocho? What's Too Good to Go? Number 2. And you know what? That's what makes us the Actor's Diet and not Gen X Taste. Okay. That's what makes this podcast what it is.
If you want to know the real stuff, go to Gen X Taste. Otherwise, listen to us.
But otherwise, where it's pristine, all research is pristinely done. I know because I know the founder. But, you know, here we're just off the cuff, right?
We're more casual.
I think that, like, this was a great reintroduction to the new season of what you have come to know, expect, and love about the Actor's Diet.
Yes.
As we venture forth in season 2 of the Lynch and Christy Meyer Show, and where we will bring you up till next summer.
Yes.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what will happen? I will tell you that there will be some international travel. Okay.
Yes, I know. Soon.
In the next month,
soon
there will be some international travel. So the next time we talk
with me, But maybe this year, but not.
Well, I was just going to say, the next time we talk, it will not be about Ginger Chews unless I find the original Ginger Chew
there
when I go traveling. Well, I'm just going to say, I'm going to Japan. It's not like I've kept that secret. I've announced it everywhere else. I don't know why it's being so cryptic. I'm going to Japan. So who knows? Maybe they still have access. You know how in like McDonald's internationally, they still have the original apple pie that's deep fried?
But where are you going to go look? There's not Trader Joe's over there.
No, there's not.
You have to write to the company and ask where they are sold in Japan. And they have to go there and see.
The company wants nothing to do with me, I'm sure. I think they tried to work with me once when I had the food blog and were like, who is this psychotic person who only wants our Ginger Chews? They were trying to send me other products. And I was like, I don't care about that. Please don't do that. I only want your Ginger Chews. Please, I don't care. I'm not going to write anything about your sliced ginger, your little ginger, minced ginger. And it's not that I like ginger. I only like ginger with sugar formed in specific sized chunks.
Exactly.
And that's it.
With parchment paper wrapped around it.
Yes, with parchment paper. Apparently, I never knew I needed the parchment paper. Well, anyway.
All right.
We would like to thank Go Nakamura for our theme song. You can visit Go at gonakamura.com. Another reason I did not want to change to Gen X Days because I didn't want to change the theme song. I love Go's song so much.
I know.
You can email us any questions or comments at actorsdiet@gmail.com. Thank God we don't have to change that email. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Ms. Lynn Chen. Christy is at Christy Byers LA. Are you still taking on new clients? Because people often ask me. And so I was going to plug your website, howtochow.com.
Yeah.
And people are always asking me about whether they can work with Christy Myers. So if you want
to work with me now. Now I'm back to taking clients. So you can work
there
with
you
me.
There you go. Go to howtochow.com.
That's right.
So rate, review this wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Go and look at my inebriated self and Christy laughing at me. Give us a nice review. If you're not going to give us a nice review, don't leave us a review.
Yeah,
please
don't
do that. Yeah. But otherwise, if you're going to give us a nice review, then please do so. And I love you, Christy. I'm so happy we do this.
I know. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah. So I'll see you next month.
Yep.
I will definitely see you next month because my eyes are crystal clear. And we'll see where the month takes us. Whoa, who is that? I love you.
Love you too. Bye.